Well, I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to this weekend. It'll be one of those lovely three-day weekends, this time to celebrate America's birthday. 240 years old, to be exact. And while you lounge in your lawn chair or splash your feet in the water waiting for those burgers to cook to juicy charbroiled perfection, the thought just might cross your mind, is the dream, the American dream, still alive? The true American dream? Yeah, I'd say it's alive more now than ever. But the American fairy tale? Well, I'm afraid the curtain has been pulled back on that sham and revealed it to be a fraud of massive proportions. Maybe a few definitions might help. It was historian James Truslow Adams who coined the phrase the American dream back in 1931 when he wrote the following. But there has also been the American dream, that dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for every man, with opportunity for each according to his ability or achievement. It's not a dream of motor cars or high wages merely, but a dream of social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain to the fullest stature of which they are innately capable. Well, in a single word, the American dream has always been opportunity. No matter who you are, you can go as far or as high as you can go. So what seems to have deflated our enthusiasm for this vision? Maybe, just maybe, we've shifted our focus from the American dream to something I call the American fairy tale. In the American fairy tale, equality of opportunity is exchanged for equality of outcomes. The springboard is traded for a safety net, and as a result, the national treasury becomes a feeding trough for every interest group that thinks that they deserve to put their hand in someone else's pocket. Martin Luther King, Jr. wrote of the justice behind the American dream in his letter from a Birmingham jail. Here's what he wrote. "We will win our freedom because the sacred heritage of our nation and the eternal will of God are embodied in our echoing demands. When these disinherited children of God sat down at lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for what is best in the American dream." The American dream is for black and white, left and right, rich and poor, believer and non-believer. It's for everyone. And for all who still believe in it, it exists and its light shines brighter than ever. What's getting harder and harder to believe in is the American fairy tale of free money for all and a happy ending that requires something less than your blood, sweat, and tears. This 4th of July, it might be a worthwhile exercise to ask yourself, which vision of America will you believe in? Offering you wisdom on wealth,